With a red ballpoint pen, I encircled the day's date on my wall calendar. June 25th, 2015, is the day I try to leave the past behind and start again. I never thought I'd be here, divorced and on a cruise ship alone, about to sail into what I hope to be a new life. 3 months ago, on my wedding night, Dustin had returned to our room, and we'd talked about ending our marriage. He'd told me point blank sex is important to him, and he wants to be married to someone who is sexually compatible with him from the start. And I wasn't that person. It hurt like hell to hear the words, but I didn't try to talk him out of wanting out. I'd waited 26 years to lose my virginity to a man who pretty much told me I'm not worth as much as I thought, sending my self-esteem plummeting. Now, here I am, riding the ocean waves to the Caribbean. Not a bad place to run away to, I suppose. If only the waters could wash away the shame of being rejected on my first night as a married woman, the disappointment of being married, only to get divorced before the ink dried. Moving back into my mother's home had been hell, with her making it clear she thinks I'm to blame for the breakup of my marriage. According to her, I married a good man and threw it all away. Having given up my apartment before the wedding, I needed a place to stay until I could think of the next steps. The worst were the looks I got around town, the whispers which followed me for weeks. My broken marriage was the highlight in Cottonwood, Arizona. Oh, the joys of living in a small town. But what hurt the most was that my friends and neighbors, people I'd known my entire life, turned their backs on me, as though I carried some kind of illness. Perhaps bad luck is my sickness, and they didn't want to catch it. But I did my best to keep my head held high. At the Lily, the spa where I worked as a massage therapist, I took on the clients who wanted to work with me and ignored the rest. Thankfully, my boss, Lily Summers, had not been one of the people who shunned me. But I could no longer stand living in a town that had once been my safe haven, only to turn claustrophobic overnight. The funny thing is, not long after we signed the divorce papers, Dustin started contacting me constantly. The few times I answered his calls or bumped into him in town, he made pathetic attempts to apologize, to assure me that even though our marriage failed, he still wanted me in his life as a friend. I told him I wanted nothing more to do with him. He had humiliated me enough, and not only on our wedding night. As though making up for lost time, before the divorce was even finalized, he'd been sleeping with random women. Word gets around in a small town. What in the hell would we be talking about as friends? Would we share a drink and laugh about our failed marriage? Talk about the women he took to bed and how good they were? Forget it.